Support comes from the St. Louis Public Library Foundation. During these challenging times, free access to digital resources is a necessity. You can help our community stay connected. Support your St. Louis Public Library at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. In the early 1970s, a vocal soul group from East St. Louis emerged on the national stage, the Georgettes, who are best known for their 1971 hit, Would You Rather? The group's lead vocalist was Marcia Evans. The blues, jazz, and R&B singer went on to be a major voice in the St. Louis blues and jazz community over the decades. She died last week at age 75. Today, we remember Marcia's life and legacy. Marcia grew up in a musical family. Her mother, Justine Bowler, was one of the first black women to perform at the Muni. Marcia and her sister, Cheryl Bowler Slaughter, were the first black children to perform at what was then known as the Kiel Opera House. When she was in high school, Marcia would visit the disc jockeys at KETZ, KKSS, KWK, and KXLW. Bernie Hayes, founder of the National Black Radio Hall of Fame, says she would occasionally have a cassette tape with her, but her main goal was simply connection.
All the stations that were oriented to the African-American community, you'd find Marcia Evans, you know, and with the disc jockeys. And they loved her. Everybody loved Marcia when they met her. But she wasn't actually asking us to play her music. She just wanted us to be aware of her and her music, and she wanted to be exposed and a part of the community. But oftentimes we would play it, certainly.
Many St. Louis artists collaborated with Marcia for their shows because not only was she dependable, Bernie says, she had range.
She had like two different octaves. She could go up and down as high as you wanted to, high C, and then drop the bottom Melvin Franklin low, you know, for Temptations, yeah. She had a wonderful range, yeah, at least three octaves.
Hollywood actor William Stanford Davis, best known for his role as Mr. Johnson on Abbott Elementary, attended Northwest High School with Marcia. They performed together with the band and singing group The Paramount Review in the late 60s.
She was so amazing. I saw her in high school sing at one of our Christmas shows in high school. She sang Sweet Little Jesus Boy. And I ran to the guy who was managing our band, and I said, man, you have got to see this young lady. She is incredible, and she was always very kind. But she was a consummate professional, even at that young age, and just a shining star. Oh, my God, she could sing unbelievably, you know, just unbelievably, incredibly well.
Marcia Evans started and performed with groups all her life, recording other songs with the Georgettes like Hard Hard. St. Louis jazz saxophonist Oliver Sane took her under his wing in the late 60s and early 70s. She also performed with soul singer Fontella Bass. Marcia recorded music with legendary East St. Louis blues musician Gus Thornton. The Georgettes' hit song, Would You Rather, featured the Young Disciples, a funk soul jazz group that Gus played with at the time. Nearly five decades later, that song was featured in the 2017 film Roxanne, Roxanne, and was sampled in the 2023 release Wall to Wall by Atlanta rapper and Migos member Quavo.
Welcome to Club Rocket Power.
Would you rather?
Where every night is baked potato loaded. Wall to wall, man. And every bit in here, oh yeah, she can be bought. Cash.
Wall to wall, this little bit dick can be bought. Wall to wall, this little bit dick can be bought.
In a conversation with producer Emily Woodbury in 2024, Marsha Evans said she was excited to hear the record repackaged decades later.
I couldn't believe it. It came up. My daughter just came down to the gig one night and said, Mom, did you know that your song was featured in a movie? And then I got a call saying that the Amigos, they were one of the top leading rap group in the world. Well, one of the guys, Quavo, just selected our song and put it on there. So that song means a lot to me for that and so many other reasons, of course. But and Gus and I discussed that, you know. I don't know how long after it was featured that we got a chance to talk about it. But, yeah, we were laughing and saying, you know, this is whoever would have thought that they picked that song, our song, but they did.
Marsha's niece, Summer Harris, says her aunt was happy to see her work live on in the work of young artists today.
She was proud, you know, because that was something she did as a youth, you know, as a teenager and young adult, and to have it be appreciated now, you know, and bringing her artistry to a younger generation. She was just very proud of that, and she was so excited to have that happen.
Marsha Evans married bassist Jimmy Hines. Together, they formed the band The Coalition, which played regularly at 1860 Saloon.
You see, you gotta tell your mama.
I got it from my mama.
You gotta tell your mama.
I got it from my mama.
She said, rock me to the east, rock me to the west. She said, rock me to the west.
Guitarist Dennis Brock would often join the Coalition. He remembers Marsha as a perfectionist.
But you know, if you play behind Marsha, you had to have your stuff right because she wanted her music right, because she wanted to present it to the audience the way she liked to do it.
That was true February 7th when she performed for a birthday party at the Bridgeton Recreation Center. Don Cook, a founding member of the Jazz Edge Orchestra, played with Marsha that day. He says her show was energetic, lively, and intimate.
She even went up to the front and talked, took the mic, went up to the front and did some things. So it was typical Marsha, who was connecting with people who she just connected through her music. She was a connector through her music.
Marsha performed a series of blues, soul, and gospel records at that show. Don says he didn't realize that it would be the last time he would see her. Those records, especially blues records, are what gave Marsha Evans life. She said it herself during a 2018 interview with St. Louis Public Radio reporter Chad Davis.
Yeah, you're pouring your life into, what, 3 or 4 minutes of musical expression, your innermost emotions, your all of the pain you felt on any particular day or for a number of months or years or, you know, as far as that goes.
Marsha is survived by the White family, her daughter Chris, son-in-law Darren, and grandsons Nathan and Nicholas. Her niece, Summer, says Marsha's legacy also lives on in the lives of those she touched as a teacher at Carr Lane Visual and Performing Arts Middle School.
It was all about giving back to the youth and seeing what they were going to do next. So she loved all kinds of music. She loved things, introducing children to things and then seeing them be able to create themselves. And I think about now, even since Marsha has passed, people have reached out to me that I danced with that had her as a teacher. They were just like, how important she was as their teacher. And then I've had people reach out who knew her from the dance studio, from Miss Wren's studio. And, you know, they're just like, she always was supportive of us, and she didn't play about her dancers. And, you know, it was just, it feels good to see how many people loved her and how she touched so many people's lives in so many different ways.
While Marsha Evans is well known across the St. Louis region, Bernie Hayes says she didn't get the recognition she deserved.
She should have been internationally known. Mm. Yeah. She should have been as big as Nancy Wilson, you know. She should have been much bigger than what she was. But those who did have the opportunity to watch her and witness her, they were thrilled. I just hope her legacy lives on. I know it will, because she's the talent. Her talent will live on, and people will actually recognize in the future how wonderful she was and what a loss it has been.
Today's episode was produced by Chad Davis and Emily Woodbury. Editing and mixing by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.